This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Swachh Diwali, Shubh Diwali campaign. The participants are Vinay Kumar Jha, Director, Swachh Bharat Mission, and S. Rangabhashyam, Anchor.
On the auspicious occasion of Deepavali, the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, Government of India, has launched the Swachh Diwali, Shubh Deepavali campaign. And this one campaign was launched on the 28th of October and it will go on till the 3rd of November. To discuss the details of this particular campaign and also other issues related to cleanliness and Swachhata, we have with us Shri Vinay Kumar Jha. He's director in Swachh Bharat Mission in the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs. Mr. Jha, a warm welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rangaji.
Mr. Jha, first things first, about this particular campaign, Swachh Diwali, Shubh Diwali. What exactly is this campaign all about and what are you targeting?
Yeah, as we all know, Diwali is a festival of cleanliness. So during September 17th to 2nd October, we celebrated Swachhata Hi Seva. So this Swachh Diwali, Shubh Deepavali 2024 is the continuation. In fact, it is a continuation of the what we were doing in this Swachhata Hi Seva Pakhwada. So the components are like the first time we saw that every year we were assembling at some point of time on a day and doing intensive cleaning for a day. But this time we realized that there is a need to do something transformational so that a concept of cleanliness target unit was devised, and this is from our minister. This was his vision, this was his idea that it's not a one-day activity. It should be practiced daily. And the concept of CTU leads to that those areas which are neglected and normal tendency of human that wherever there is a dirty space, you throw everything, all thing there. So with this CTU transformation, we have put a challenge before our urban local body, before our citizen, that create a CTU. And these CTUs were created and were transformed beautifully in the 15 days. And these CTUs were categorized as low intensity, medium intensity and high intensity CTUs. So low intensity and medium intensity CTUs were cleared during that pakhwada only. And for the high intensity CTUs, well, like there is a lot of dirt around water bodies. So it will require some time. It will require some machines to clear it everything. So we kept this target till December. In the meantime, the CTU is one of the component of our Swachh Diwali, Shubh Deepavali campaign. Wherever citizen find, wherever the community find, wherever our local body find the lot of dirt as a CTU, they can assign it as a CTU. They can upload it in our portal. We have a campaign portal, dedicated campaign portal also. And before and after picture, you can say. So during last Pakhwada, we created approximately 8 lakh CTUs all across the country. And these were cleared. We are still focusing on how the higher, like the Class C intensity CTUs should be cleaned up during these campaigns until December. So this is the one area. Another area is the general cleanliness drive. As during Diwali, everyone is cleaning his house. Right from beginning, there is a cleaning of your curtains, cleaning of your sofa, cleaning of your everything, your desks and everything. So this is general cleanliness includes household cleaning, community area cleaning and everywhere, all market area cleaning and everything. The third component is RRR Center. RRR Center is a very good concept. We have advised all our urban local body that RRR Center should be set up at least in each ward. So right now, 4,000 RRR centers are there. And what exactly is RRR center? RRR center are those centers where we find some of the item which is not useful for us, but that can be useful for some other person, some unprivileged person. So you are required to submit like your old books, old shoes. The citizens are encouraged to submit those items to RRR center so that can be distributed, that can be taken over by needy ones.
And used by someone else. That's a wonderful concept of, you know, reduce, reuse and recycle, which you spoke about. Mr. Jha, let's also talk about, you know, street food.
Yeah.
We all know that street food is very popular in every city, town, and, you know, even villages. But at the same time, the street food vendors, you know, generate a lot of waste. Is your ministry and the Swachh Bharat Mission also targeting, you know, street food vendors from the cleanliness perspective?
Yes, yes, yes. Cleanliness is everyone's business. Street food vendors are not left. As a directive, all street food vendors are advised to keep a dustbin with them. And size of the dustbin should be adequate enough to commensurate with what you generate. Yes. The waste. And it should be properly thrown at a designated place. The Chandni Chowk is a classic example. You go to the Chandni Chowk, there's a lot of huge amount of waste coming up, but the evacuation is also quickly. So that's why this is already instructed, and our urban local bodies are following. They are trying to advise all our street food vendors to please use, don't litter the material, and keep your area. If your street is clean, then only the people will come for your food.
You earlier spoke about use of plastics as well, or rather reducing the use of single-use plastics, as we know, you know, polythene bags especially being used very rampantly. What kind of a target is the ministry adopting for itself to, obviously, maybe, you know, you can't eradicate the use altogether, but to bring down the usage substantially?
Actually, the single-use plastic is banned in the country, and most of the states have adopted it. This is a behavioral change activity. This will take some time to adopt this. But nowadays, the youth, the children, they are very sensitive about the use of single-use plastic. We are promoting that you please take your cloth bag for bringing your vegetables and everything. If any vegetable vendor is giving you any plastic, you please refuse it. So these are the small steps that we will have to imbibe in our habit, then only can get rid of. What we could do, we have prescribed the higher thickness. It can be recycled properly. So that kind of policy, that kind of directives have already been issued by CPCB, so that thin plastic should be restricted. And also single-use plastic mostly used for small plates and spoon, that needs to be discouraged. That all the restaurant owners and big hotels have really adopted this. Okay. You will not find single-use plastic being used in hotels and big restaurants. But small places, it will take some time. But gradually, they are also moving towards using the recyclable material.
Yeah. You are part of the team of, you know, Swachh Bharat Mission. We had this campaign of ODF, making our cities and towns and villages open defecation free. And in the last one decade, this is probably the one thing which is really striking and very perceptible. People now, when they travel, they see that open defecation has come down substantially. And even if it is there, it is just negligible. So that's a wonderful campaign which has been really successful, isn't it?
Yes, yes. When this mission, urban mission as well as the rural Swachh Bharat mission started, so all together, we both together made 11 crore toilets all across the country. And also there is a huge habit change that has happened. All our cities and villages are ODF. Now the women's dignity, it has so many impactful stories and how it has impacted the quality of life to the people through this ODF.
It has multiple dimensions.
Multiple dimension benefit. So now you have really pointed out, there is a rare case that you see any person open defecating. So, and the biggest challenge with us is to maintain this ODF and the O&M of our public and community toilet. In the urban area, what we have made, it's a public toilet and community toilet. I'll give you one example of Connaught Place, and it's a very favorite to me also. Every morning when you go to Connaught Place outer circle, you see a lot of cars around those public toilets. What are these? They are the drivers. They are using our toilet. So it is a think of a situation. Suppose this would not have happened.
So that impact has been there.
Yes, these toilets would not have in those areas. What would happen? So this is the brilliant example of how these things have transformed our life, transformed the citizens, their behavior and everything. So ODF is really, we have done a lot of thing towards it.
Mr. Jal, let me play the devil's advocate as well. You know, on one hand, you have the success, or stupendous success rather, of the ODF initiative. On the other hand, let's also talk about, you know, maybe a little bit a tough target of making our cities garbage free. How easy or difficult this thing would be, especially when we think about, you know, big cities and metropolises. To think of a big city like Mumbai, Chennai or Delhi to become, you know, totally garbage free is kind of really far-fetched, isn't it?
During phase one of the mission, our main objective was to making country open defecation free. And during the second phase of the mission, that is applicable from 2021 to 26, making garbage free. At least all our city must be 3-star cities. Mm-hmm. So we have a rating pattern also. Of course, making garbage free city is also a very challenging task and tough task. And we are in the habit of taking challenges. We are working towards it. As you know, the country generates 1.5 lakh ton of waste every day. And nearly 1 lakh ton of waste is being processed nowadays. Still, 25% is left, which is going to the landfill. But we are working towards it. We are creating capacities in the country. And our target is by 2026, we will saturate at least the capacity. So what we did in the first phase, we worked towards collection, door-to-door collection of the waste. Earlier, you can find the scenario on the roadsides and you could see the plastic and everything. Now, it's rarely you can see. So if your collection system is good, your door-to-door collection system is good, then half of your work is done. So in the first phase, we financed all collection vehicle. Right now, our collection efficiency is approximately 97% of the ward of the country. We have around 95,000 ward across 4,900 cities. So collection efficiency is 97% ward. And processing efficiency is 75 to 78%. So garbage free, when we create all capacity, we are following the full value chain of the processing, then automatically the cities will look cleaner and we will definitely achieve garbage free city. Garbage free city doesn't mean there is no garbage. Garbage is properly managed. All stream of the waste is properly managed.
Right. And Mr. Jha, before we wind up, let's quickly, you know, talk about the segregation at source as well. You know, you have been running a campaign for that as well, especially at the domestic level, asking, you know, households to segregate the waste at the source itself. How successful has that been?
Yeah, this is again a behavior change and are continuously working towards this segregation at source. We are encouraging, please, all your green waste to be in a green bin and your dry waste in a drive-in. Because when you segregate your waste, processing cost also reduces. If it is a properly segregated waste, it is a valuable material. It generates value. If it is a mixed, then it loses its value. So right now, just tell you, all our major cities have started segregating. They have understood that if the segregation is better, we can generate from green waste, we can generate biogas. If the segregation is better, we can recycle all our waste in recycling chain through MRF. And we can also go for waste to electricity for RDF. So that processes they have understood. And now we are regularly following with all the cities and in all forum everywhere through our influencer, through our celebrities. We are promoting segregation.
Mr. Jha, it's been a pleasure discussing the Swachh Diwali, Shubh Diwali campaign with you. Thank you so much for joining us in the studios.
Thank you, Rangaji. And Shubh Diwali to all citizens, our countrymen, our fellow men. Shubh and Swachh Diwali. Namaskar.
You are listening to a discussion on Swachh Diwali, Shubh Diwali campaign. The participants were Binay Kumar Jha, Director, Swachh Bharat Mission, and S. Rangabashyam, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.